Angus Anderson from a nonprofit, Angus Anderson Foundation. He is a cancer survivor, and he started this nonprofit based in Toronto, now taking it here in Edmonton to bring awareness for cancer. Good afternoon. How are you, Angus?
Good afternoon, Joanna. How are you? I am fine.
Really happy that you're doing great. Tell me a little bit more about your story, your cancer survivor story.
Well, Joanna, for me, this foundation isn't about numbers. You know, the Angus Anderson Foundation was built out of my own story, my fight with cancer, and everything that came with it. I was told that I had a 10% chance to live, and it changed everything. I realized there are so many people out there who are not only fighting cancer, but also fighting loneliness, mental health struggles, and financial battles that no one sees. It affects the families as well, not only the person who's battling cancer. So I started this foundation to be that light, to help people rise again. We support cancer survivors and their families with mental health resources, financial guidance, and a sense of community. Our slogan says it all, mud, sweat, rise. The reason why we have that slogan, Joanna, is because every year since I started, which was about 3 years ago, we've ran the Tough Mudder Toronto, which is a 15-kilometer run and 30 obstacles. And I believe it mimics the fight that I went through to beat cancer. I did my cancer with no painkiller, so trust me, it was one tough fight.
Angus, I want to know a little more. Shed some light, because you are truly an inspiration to so many, not just in Canada, around the world. You started this nonprofit because of your story, having, you know, you survived cancer.
Well, I got cancer November 2021. I only had one tumor. And then when they took it out, it exasperated it to an extreme amount. I had 47 tumors and 3 variants by the end. So I had sarcoma, carcinoma, and plasmatoid, which, if you know, they're the 3 top variants. In June is when they removed 4 organs, and I had organ manipulation, which means they removed my bladder, my lymph nodes, my prostate, and they also made a new bladder out of a piece of my bowel. So I've had organ manipulation. I don't believe in taking painkillers, so I did this all with zero painkillers because I'm a fighter and I believe headstrong, the body follows. And I'm telling you right now, Joanna, I'm living proof.
That's wonderful news, Angus. Kudos to you. Tell me a little bit more about this amazing walk that you're bringing here to Edmonton, Alberta. You're bringing it here. It's a 10K at West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah, right now we're working on expanding our outreach across Canada. In fact, we're planning a potential 10K walk or run at West Edmonton Mall this January to bring survivors, families, and supporters together to raise awareness and hope. For me, the foundation is about numbers. I always say that, and it's about the people. It's about giving someone the same hope I had when I was fighting for my life, because if I can make it, anyone can. And that's what we have to show, people awareness that it's possible. Cancer has no power when your head's strong and you push and don't give up.
Thank you so much for sharing your story here with us. For more information on this nonprofit, all you got to do is head on down to their website, angusandersonfoundation.org.